With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A pair of top Senate Republicans are calling for a special counsel to probe whether Barack Obama orchestrated an effort to undermine President Trump's 2016 White House bid.
Senators Lindsey Graham and John Cornyn pressed for the appointment, saying they wanted answers about how Obama and his administration, quote, manipulated matters in the hopes of a Hillary Clinton victory in 2016. The call came a day after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released a new document casting doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's desire to aid President Trump in the contest, though it backed up the argument that Russia wanted to interfere in the election writ large. Although it does not dispute that Moscow interfered in the election, it sheds light on the Obama administration's handling of Russia's activity at the time. Brittany Bennett, Washington.
The Trump administration loses a legal round in the ongoing constitutional debate over birthright citizenship. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has ruled President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. It affirms a lower court decision that blocked enforcement nationwide. The order would deny citizenship to children born to people who are in the United States illegally or temporarily. The ruling marks the first time an appeals court has weighed in and brings the issue one step closer to quickly coming back before the Supreme Court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The suspect in the attempted assassination of President Trump will be allowed to represent himself. At a hearing in Florida, a judge ruled Ryan Ruth can defend himself after advising against it. Ruth said he didn't have faith in public defenders because they were afraid of him, which the lawyer said was untrue. Ruth is accused of staking out the president for 12 hours with a rifle on the president's golf course in September of 2024. This is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University reaches a deal with the Trump administration to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. This will restore taxpayer funding to the school, which was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The school will also pay $21 million to resolve civil rights violations against Jewish employees that occurred following the October 7th terror attack by Hamas. This is SRN News. A criminal federal investigation has begun into a health care insurance giant.
United Health Group says it's cooperating with federal criminal and civil investigations into its market-leading Medicare business. The health care giant said Thursday that it contacted the Department of Justice after reviewing media reports about investigations into that business. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that federal officials are looking into how the company records diagnoses that lead to extra payments for its Medicare Advantage plans. Those are privately run versions of the government's Medicare program, mostly for people ages 65 and older. United Healthcare is the nation's largest operator of Medicare Advantage plans. Tom Murphy, Indianapolis.
Chevron confirms plans to lay off almost 600 employees in Houston. The move comes as Chevron has finalized its $53 billion acquisition of the Hess Corporation. The layoffs are scheduled to begin on September 26th. More on these stories. SRNnews.com.